We're back at the Mullen Center. Our first intermission. Brock Hines here with you as the Minutemen trail. Yes, you heard that correctly. For the first time this season in this building, trail the UConn Huskies by a score of 2-1. And I want to welcome a special guest here in our first intermission, Dr. Jonathan Fallon. He is the chief of orthopedic surgery at Cooley Dickinson Hospital over in Northampton. Doctor, we appreciate you coming on here in our first intermission.
It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. What is your exact role at Cooley Dick and your relationship with the University of Massachusetts in conjunction with that?
So I'm the chief of orthopedics over at Cooley Dickinson and the lead physician in our group. And our group was formerly Hampshire Orthopedics, and now it's Cooley Dickinson Orthopedics. We've had a very close relationship with UMass Athletics for over 40 years. One of my predecessors, Dr. Snook, started that relationship over 40 years ago, even before there were quote-unquote team docs. He was just constantly involved in the athletics and the sports medicine at UMass. And, you know, my partner, Dr. Kaczynskis, was a star athlete here at UMass, so she's been involved here as well for years. But currently, we're the team surgeons for the football team, so we travel with the football team and take care of them on a very hands-on basis. And then we also take care of all the athletes in all 21 of the varsity teams. So we get to interact with students from every genre of sports, from swimming to track to soccer to field hockey. So it's a lot of fun for us to deal with them and to try to keep them playing at the level they want to play at.
So. Dr. Jonathan Fallon joining us here from Cooley Dickinson Hospital in our first intermission. So you talk about the long relationship. Why? What makes it so special that you want to continue working with the University of Massachusetts?
Well, you know, our group is, we have a whole bunch of subspecialty trained docs that have intimate knowledge in so many nooks and crannies of orthopedics and orthopedic surgery. But at the same time, we're a community orthopedic practice, and we take care of our community. And UMass Amherst is such a big part of this community that to be involved with them in such a tight relationship really, I think, sort of extends that feeling of taking care of our community as a whole. That's primarily the impetus for it.
There's a whole vast variety of sports here on campus at the University of Massachusetts, but even going from anything from water polo to ice hockey to basketball, do you see any one or two maybe common injuries that intertwines all the athletic teams on the campus?
We see a lot of knee and shoulder injuries. Those seem to be the joints that are at the most risk. But the reality is every sport demands a different level of stress on the body. So you can't really cluster one injury or one joint that's at risk for all of the sports. Each individual sport, like every patient, needs to be treated as an individual. And really, the care needs to be tailored to that individual sport and that individual athlete.
Okay, doctor, I asked you about the athletes. How about the common Joe like me? What do you see as far as the weekend warriors, if you will, the guy like me that plays golf in the off season and maybe puts the skates on a few times during the hockey season? What do you see from guys like us?
Well, we see a lot of overuse injuries. You know, life is busy, and it gets in the way of you taking care of yourself like you really know you should. So you go out there and you play like you used to play when you were 18, and turns out, you know, our knees aren't 18 anymore. So you feel it. And so a lot of the stuff we do is not surgery per se. It's more just teaching people really how to take care of their bodies so they can do the things they want to do given the constraints that life has.
And what about over at Cooley Dickinson? What are some of the, if you can tell us, the new initiatives and really basically the services over there at the hospital?
Well, one of the really exciting things that we're starting, and that goes to the Weekend Warrior as well as to the athlete, is a new wellness and sports performance center. We're really excited about this. We're breaking ground on it in about a month. It's a center that's part of our rehab facility that's tightly knit with our sports medicine group that is catering towards all of those people that want to take their fitness to a level that they can't do on their own, but is not rehab from a surgery or so forth. So we're going to be offering classes for adults from all level and for kids. It's going to be based on injury prevention. It's going to be very scientifically based, all evidence-based medicine to generate these protocols that will allow people to exercise and to tune their bodies up to help prevent injuries. Because ultimately, that's what you want to do, is you want to prevent the injury so you can keep doing the things you want to do. And we're breaking ground on this. It's a very expensive but a very interesting and exciting proposition that will be able to really help all facets of the community stay active and healthy the way that we want them to. So okay. That'll be fun. That'll be coming this spring. Good. So that's one of the big things that's really looking up for us now.
Very good. Last question real quick. You mentioned to me before we went on the air, this is your first live hockey game this season. You've been following the team.
Yeah.
Where do you think they stand tonight as far as the games that you've seen? How do you think the next 40 minutes plays out, the two periods?
You know, these kids are great. They've got a lot of talent, and they got a lot of they got a lot of heart. You just see them grinding in the corners, and it's fun to watch. You know, I think they got off to a slow start tonight, but they're going to come out roaring, and I'm excited to see what period two and three are. I know they're behind. They're not used to playing behind, but that's the character that they have. They'll be able to come back. I think they're going to come back and win this. It's a long game. It'll be good.
Plenty of time. You're right. Dr. Jonathan Fallon, he's the chief of orthopedic surgery at Cooley Dickinson Hospital. Thanks for coming up and spending some time with us. It was a pleasure to meet you,
sir. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
All right, go UMass.
Yes, sir. Minutemen trail UConn by a score of 2-1 after a period of play. We're going to take a timeout. We come back. Adam will have stats and highlights from the first period. UConn 2, UMass 1. It's Minutemen Hockey from Learfield.
UMass fans, hockey season.